One more time for the record, calling to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board April 1st, 2021 meeting. If we can stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, to introduce everybody on the board, farthest to my right, we have Mr. Paul Thomas. We have Mr. Earl Barbeau. I'm your chair, Alexandria Malone. We have your secretary, Joe Leva. Our county liaison, Beatrice, and our county planning staff here is Jilly. Okay, now we're going to move on to public comment. This is a period for anyone who would like to comment on anything that's on the agenda but cannot stay for that portion of the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to comment at this moment? All right, moving on. We are moving on to the approval of the minutes, our last meeting, March 11th, 2021. We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor? Okay. Moving on to approval of the agenda for today, April 1st. We have a motion to approve. All those in favor? Alrighty. Informational items. Anything from the county? Alrighty. Okay, so we can move on to planning and zoning. The first and only, looks like, item that we have. For action, April 21st at the Board of County Commissioners, application ET2140027 WS064015 Crown Mayfair LLC, design review, second extension of time for the following: a proposed single family residential development, two, alternative development standards in conjunction with a hillside development, and three, a grading plan in conjunction with a hillside development, slopes greater than 12% for a proposed single family residential development within a hillside and foothills transition boundary area on 192.4 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Los Feliz Street and Bonanza Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
John Sullivan, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive.
Thank you, John. Can you tell us about your application?
Sure. This application is back before you. It's an extension of time. As the aerial shows, and I think you just discussed, it's 192 acres plus, located on the northeast corner of Bonanza and Los Feliz, with Sunrise Mountain and Owens making the eastern and northern borders of the property. It's previously been approved for 180 home development on a hillside project. That was approved in March of 2018, and then in February of 2020 had an administrative extension. There's no change to the project as far as the design, conditions, waivers that have previously been approved. The project's just back for a second extension of time. The staff has recommended approval. I provided that second sheet in case, from a development standpoint, seeing that again would be helpful. And our only change with regard to staff is we put in for a two-year extension. The project is still in the midst of doing all the geotechnical work, dealing with the new detention basin coming in, the work with the Las Vegas Water District for the gravity-based water system that's coming in, and dealing with all of the other geotechnical issues just for retaining walls and slopes and the other things that are there. And so the expectation is they would get to final map in the second quarter of next year. Well, that would be after a year from now, so it didn't make sense, but county staff said that they wanted to put it on a year. The only request we're making of you, different than what's been approved by staff, is to request that recommendation for 2 years. The developer has put in over $1 million in pre-development costs with the studies and the work that's already gone on. They're in weekly and bi-weekly communication with both the county for the detention system, detention basin, as well as the Las Vegas Water District, on a regular basis working as those things all move forward. So the project moved forward. Obviously, in the last year, all of our lives didn't move forward quite as fast as we'd like to, but everything has continued to move forward with the project. But again, no changes. The application is as originally approved, simply a request for an extension of time to allow the continued work to get to that final mapping.
All right, thank you.
And I'm happy to discuss any particulars, you know, when we get around to that. But.
Thank you. All right, so now we're going to move on to a period of public comment. Any questions or comments you have?
You can't actually talk about this now.
We're going on to now the period of public comment. I'm just letting you know that any questions or comments that you do have need to be directed to the board, and then we will get them answered just in order as we record them down. Did you, sir, since you had your hand up first, did you have a comment?
I do.
Okay, great. Can you step forward and state your name and address for the record, please?
Jerry Smith, 7067 Mount Ridge Drive, 89110. I don't have a big question. Still 20,000 square feet.
You can ask us, sir. Huh? You can ask us, and then we'll make sure that it's...
I knew that. Okay, but the answer was yes.
The answer is yes. It's, I believe, the minimum lots that are approved are 20,008 square feet.
Okay. This is very confusing, this thing that went
back. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. It's not telling you that it's just with the application that's already been approved. Right. It's just a timeline alteration, yeah.
Well, they brought forth 2005 information, and mm-hmm. that thing's gone through how many iterations since then? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I tried to get the county to change it, but they said no. But anyway, if you have any influence, could you tell the county to get this thing right? When they put it out to the neighbors, all my neighbors are up in arms mm-hmm. when it appeared that it had gone from 18,000 square feet to 8,990.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, if we're assured that it's still the way it was, then 20,000 square feet,
mm-hmm.
and I like the idea of the retention basin.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's always been a big bone in the detention of the area, getting the mountain, water off the mountain, so to speak.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, sir. Name and address.
I'm the very first street on Evening View, and I'm one of the first to be affected for any model design or breaks mm-hmm. out of control. I want to know, first of all, who is this company, and who are the county commissioners who approved this in 2018? Because I Googled this company, Crown, whatever, and it comes from London.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company that they lobby for investors
mm-hmm.
to get, you know, into the county commissioners and all that to get the land for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to clarify on that.
Sure, okay. So we have a question about the company that's developing this area. Can you answer that question?
Who owns it? Who is the owner, the actual owner?
So the property owner is Crown Daycare, as you mentioned. Our representation is for the applicant and developer of the project, which is York Enterprises. And they develop projects in and around the Southwest for a long time. It's an American company. If that answers your question, who was on the commission at the time of approval? Obviously, that's public records. You can take a look and see.
Somebody would have to say the county should tell us. Who approved this?
Does that answer?
Sure.
So I'm late on this. I didn't even know about this project. Mm-hmm. So not recently, but twice, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But when I Google this company, it's from my point of view, it's not the actual owners. They are actually lobbying for somebody else's. And we want to know exactly who actually owns that land.
Okay.
And who's the developer? Because we're going to be affected for mm-hmm. whatever reason, we're going to be affected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know exactly who's behind all this.
Sure. Beatrice, do we have any of that information?
Sure. So the timeline can be found in the backup on the website. You can go to the Clark County website and go to the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. This project has been going on since 2009, and then it was changed most recently in 2018. And then last year, or 2020, they requested for an extension of time, same plan as it was approved in 2018. The county commissioner has since left. She had was termed out that approved the original plan, to your question.
Well, that's at the time when I purchased the house, and those days I was called by some of the members of the Mormon Church who live around the neighborhood that that artist was going to be protected because of environmental purposes. And that was 2008, 2009 when I moved to that house, and they said nobody's going to build in here. And now, you know, you have an old project going on, and we the neighbors barely know. That goes because of Jerry sends us some messages once in a while.
Right.
You know, we really want to see what's the actual impact that all this is gonna cause in our property.
And I'm sorry, I can let you know that this parcel was approved for a single family residential in 2003. And then in 2007, it was approved for 302 homes. It was revised to decrease to 180 homes. So it's always been planned since the early 2000s for development.
I actually didn't know.
And I can give you the website at clarkcountynv.gov, and you go to Sunrise Manor Town Advisory.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
All of the timeline there.
Thank you.
And if I can just, so what the chair will do is you'll ask the questions to the chair, and then the chair will direct who answers it, either the applicant or staff.
Okay. Thank you so much. Was there anyone else who wanted to make, I'm so sorry, ma'am. you've been standing there for so long, now I just moved past you. I apologize. I apologize. Could I have your name and address for the record?
My name's LaWanna Bell.
Okay.
I'm right up here, one block over from the Manza, on New Moon, Temple View. My question would be, what would the rate of the homes be going for? And would there be any other projects involved in other than the homes themselves? Like, would it be any schools, any other activity type of events or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Or would it just be homes? Also, would it be some sort of a assisted living be put up there? Because that's what I was told too.
I think that was a different project. This is the map that's been approved right now. So I can give you this copy right now. So yeah, let's take a look at either of those. That's the map that's been approved for the 192 acres.
And does it have the amount of homes that'll be put up there? And the
I believe 180 homes. And if I'm not mistaken, do you have any kind of price range?
It's a little premature. They're looking to have a final map in a little over a year, which
mm-hmm.
means you're not going to have homes for a couple of years.
And sure.
We all know what was the value of our house 3 years ago versus today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult thing to start setting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Benny Zamora, 812 Market Crest Drive. My house is located right there on the corner of Bonanza and Los Feliz. Actually, my yard pretty much faces the mountain. Going back to the gentleman's question, when I actually bought this property, well, I understand what the plans are going. I'm all for progress in the front yard. I bought this property for the reason that I was mentioned that all this land up the hill was BLM. Mm-hmm. Real land management. There was not going to be any construction sites. Now, whether it's true or not, I guess I should have done an investigation. Neither here nor there. But I wasn't aware, just like the gentleman was saying. Mm-hmm. This project has been going on since 2003. I have never received any kind of communication that there was just going to buy this property.
Mm-hmm.
I actually bought it for the same reason and paid the price that they asked me for it, based on the knowledge that there wasn't going to be any buildings. In fact, I moved from Peru for the same reason, because I was literally, I'm at the edge, I'm at the mountain. If I were to jump my fence, I don't do that usually, but if I were to jump, I'm already at the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the concerns, I guess one of the biggest questions that I have are, since if there weren't for Mr. Smith, I believe, I got an email from the gentleman, I would have never known that there was actually construction or in the progress of something being built. in the time frame that I have had the home for 2 years. Because mm-hmm. the main question is, I mean, what would be the pros and cons for all this for the current homeowners that are there? Mm-hmm. Foot traffic, this, that, because again, on my case, not trying to be selfish, but I actually did buy the land because I wanted to be close mm-hmm. and away from, I guess, other further developments. Mm-hmm. Again, I guess that was my fault for not digging and trying to find the resources, whether they were there or not there. But I guess the pros and cons, how is that gonna affect in my situation, particularly me, with further developments out there? Again, I'm not against progress. I'm just kind of curious as to my investment, selfish, what's gonna happen or how am I gonna be affected in this way? Sure. That's pretty much it. So I think more information probably that we could seek out there. I'm not sure even what the question might be, but I'm just trying to figure out how am I gonna be affected in this way. Now, I guess I want to make that ASF of myself, the price of the homes, I'm thinking mainly as to what type of prices are going to be, because again, most of the properties that we have out there are a little bit larger in size. How are we going to get affected maybe with foot traffic, other ongoing things that we don't know? I mean, at this point, I'll be honest with you, my concern is, are we going to have to, as a community, we're going to have to now maybe gate the community to maintain that little privacy that we have, because that's going to create 180 homes?
180 homes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, with that being said, I mean, how much foot traffic are we going to get? I mean, everything that comes with that. And I say that because I grew up in East LA. Take it for what it's worth. I'm trying to just protect that investment, and I love East LA, but that mm-hmm. finish up my rhetorical here. So mm-hmm. more information on how we're going to be affected, if we're going to get affected. If we're not going to be affected, thank you. I mean, more power to you guys.
We're going to impact. This is going to be impacted no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just affected primarily on that aspect that I bought it. With the understanding that mm-hmm. it was BLM.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your comment. I can't really speak to, you know, the residential process, the residential real estate process. I do know that, you know, any action item that I can give you is that I am on the Title 30 rewrite, and I can definitely suggest, and one thing we have suggested is more ease of access to information and better and a little bit more transparency in these processes. And so this is very helpful because now I can give them a specific situation. We have it on the record that, you know, homeowners in this area were not aware of, you know, developments that have already been approved, and that's not necessarily easy to find. So that's really helpful for us to be able to take to them and say this is an example of why this needs to be fixed. So that's an action item that I can absolutely give you right now. As to, you know, your comments, all I can do is thank you for them.
Can you pass that to the county commissioner, the current county commissioners, please?
Yeah.
The neighbors, we didn't know mm-hmm. about it. This is something handled by somebody behind kind of doors, by somebody who is supporting somebody and says, we don't even know, and I repeat this to you, we want to know who's behind this project. And this crown, something mm-hmm. is not the owner. Or they're putting the ownership name,
sure.
They're basically, it's a company working for somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely hear you about transparency, and I will absolutely yes. pass that on.
We need that transparency from the county.
Absolutely. Were there any other? Okay, sorry. So let's just. I'm going to go with him first because he hasn't spoken yet, if that's okay.
My name is Kit Stokes. We own about 17 acres directly south of that parcel in between Linden and Bonanza. We plan on building on about 5 of that. The remaining 16, we actually bought the mountain specifically to preserve the mountain. And we're in the grading business. We own lots of bulldozers and stuff like that. I'm real protective of, it takes Mother Nature millions of years to make a mountain, and an idiot 5 minutes and a bulldozer to ruin it. And what happens at the top of Bonanza, we got an aborted project up there that's been incomplete for 20 years now. And I just want to make sure that this thing's properly phased so we're not ending up with a bunch of lots that are graded out either. Are they going to be sold individually? Are the lots going to be sold, or are you going to be selling completed homes? Mm-hmm. So are the, if the lots are, or I guess the question is, are you selling just lots and someone else is gonna, that owner of the lot is gonna go in there and develop whatever house they want, or are there gonna be architectural and design standards that the community is gonna have to adhere to? So, are you gonna have a guy that buys a lot at the entrance and another guy that buys a lot in the mountain, or how is it gonna be phased so we're not looking at a bunch of uncompleted lots up there? You know, if we're already kind of stuck with the design as is, I did notice that there is a lot of care to protect the native up there, which is very important to us and the people. We have to look at that mountain every day. So if is the architecture gonna blend in with the mountain, or are we gonna get a hodgepodge of all these different styles of homes scattered around? And that, those are the questions that we kind of wanna.
Okay, you know, and I'm sorry, did you give your name? Did you give your name and address for the record?
Kit Stokes, and it's 2223 Wellesley Manor Drive.
Okay, thank you.
And then we also, but we own the parcel, like I said, directly south of that.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you so much, Kit. Can you answer the question as to if the homes will be sold as completed homes, and or are they being sold as lots?
I believe the expectation is lots, but regardless, they will have architectural controls on them. As you talk about having vacant lots, that would be the last thing that the developer wants in this process, right? Because that means they then belly up in the property. Yeah, so I mean, it's clearly to be thought through. I think some of what you see in that design is how much natural drainage was allowed to be provided for, as opposed to putting a bunch of concrete and others. And actually, one of the waivers that was requested was to allow the natural channels and not putting concrete channels at the county would otherwise require. So there's been a lot of thought to that. And when this was approved, again, this isn't a rehashing of the approval, but just for those that were around, there were six separate neighborhood meetings held on that project before it went to county commission and was approved. So the applicant came in front of the neighborhood six different times to talk about, and there was a lot of compromise that occurred. How this ended up as 180 homes versus larger numbers, and some of the concessions and leaving trailheads open and other things like that were all about how does this fit into the neighborhood as best as possible. So just those things were considered, the neighborhood was considered at that time. We're really only talking about an extension, but I did want to at least mention those things that happened back before the approval.
No, thank you. It does, you can tell by looking at the plan, you guys have definitely taken some thought into preserving the nature and making it blend in with not having a scarred slope where it is staying to match the surrounding land. I guess it's the question of phasing architectural style, and is there gonna be a common builder? Because I just think we're gonna end up with another neighborhood like, what is it, Vegas, Hollywood right there in between, you know, the east side of Hollywood, not City Lights, but in between, what is that, Stewart and Bonanza. You've got that whole, all those areas, half acre lots. You've got many of them that you've had a house built for 30 years, and then you've got another lot that's still empty. And I don't think that's, if you look in the St. George area, there's a place called Santa Clara, directly north of St. George. Beautiful homes, blends in with the side of the mountain, all the same architecture. That's the type of community we would like to see there, versus a bunch of hodgepodge of different architecture and all kinds of, a guy with junk cars in one yard and then a guy with a mansion over here. I think
as they get the final design review, obviously that would be correct.
And that would be something where you want to bring in an association or some type of something to hold these people into a common design, so we're gonna have to look at that.
Excuse me, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
So just so you know, every home that is built, regardless of if it's in a development or if it's in an individual lot, will have to come before the board, and everyone within, I believe, is it 1,000 feet, will get notification. How many thousands of feet? I'm sorry? 500 feet. Will the development, won't they have to get development?
No. If it's a single family residential, they go straight to building permits.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But this is a whole neighborhood.
Yeah, but this is one whole development. That's what they're aiming for at this moment.
So then we would assume that there would be architectural design standards.
Yes, correct. And it would have to go by what standards would be at that time. So you had a question, and then I'll then you. Okay? I think that's what I have. So
thank you. My name's Guy Pagan. I live at 745 Las Feliz. And I have a couple of questions I had. I found out about this meeting 2 days ago from my neighbors. I never received a notice. We've been living here for 2 years. And we bought a house for our retirement that had a nice view of Las Vegas lights, and anticipated no construction along the hill until recently. So my understanding that they plan on having CCNRs, correct? Homeowners Association.
Okay, so one of your questions is, will they have CCNRs, okay?
Yes, the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, is that going to be made public before final approval so that the neighbors can see what those conditions are in the CCNRs? So as this gentleman behind me said, we can see what kind of architectural requirements that are required for new owners.
Okay.
The one thing I did notice, as for the little time as I had to look up, was that the initial application that was approved, one of the public works conditions was that there were certain studies that had to be completed. Those studies were required to be completed within 6 months, or 2.5 years, 3 years beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be a concern, that there's such a lag time when the required studies are supposed to be done, that there could have been a variety of changes in the area. CCNRs or an HOA is going to be needed, obviously, I think, because they're going to put in some detention basins. And I'm assuming that the county's this organization is not going to maintain that infrastructure. It's going to be maintained by the new homeowners. And the question becomes, if they're selling individual lots, who's going to be maintaining the infrastructure, the cost, until the lots are all sold? Is there going to be a bond in order for maintenance, long-term maintenance? Everybody keeps telling me that Las Vegas, it doesn't rain here, but the past couple of weeks kind of made a decision on that. Also, everybody keeps talking about the 18,000 square foot lot, which is supposed to be the part of the requirements. But the way it's written, everything that we read, the way it's written, appears to be 8,890. So if it is the 18,000 square foot lot that's being required, can we get something publicly that says that, unlike what it says now, which says that it's been changed to 8,890? Because in a year or two, if this development goes forward, we don't want to find out that somebody came back and said, well, it says 8,000. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck with these postage stamp houses, which is going to devalue our house. The studies that I talked about that are due, we were due in 6 months, one of them is a traffic study. That's important to the neighbors about the traffic study, because Las Feliz looks like to me hasn't been maintained since it was originally built. And adding additional traffic, 180 homes, that's going to do even more damage to that street. And we need to know whether the traffic study is going to get to the point to that the developer may be required to do some type of grinding overlay in order to preserve that street based on the increase of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty. So I think the first question was, will the CCNRs be made public beforehand? Is that part of the process? No?
No, I don't think I think that's something they have to reach out to the developer for. See, that's a private issue that the county doesn't get involved with what the CCNR says. It gets reported, but they'd have to reach out to the developer to get a copy.
Right, and how do we know they would be building quality homes other than substandard ones?
Typically, when there's a subdivision, the applicant comes in and does a design review. So we take a look at the floor plans, elevations, to make sure that they meet Title 30 codes, just the minimum standards. But as far as architectural style, we're not in an overlay district, so we can't say, like, for example, if you lived in Red Rock. Red Rock overlay district requires certain colors, certain roof pitches, heights, natural stones, vegetation, all that stuff. Sunrise Manor, well, in this particular lot, doesn't have it. So it would have said it on here. It would have said, like, you know,
would it be possible?
Frenchman Mountains overlay district or something like that. Then they would have to comply design standard wise. Mm-hmm. But you'd have to reach out to the developer to see, like, okay, well, are you selling these as custom homes? And then they could build whatever they want, and they go straight to building permits if they need Title 30, or are they coming in to do a design review to show you all the model home plans? Is there going to be a sales building? Are they meeting the setbacks? And then that would be public record. If that's the approach that they're doing, I don't know. I maybe that's something that. I mean, are you guys selling it to KB Homes, and KB's going to come in and do a DR? Or are they going to be the ones to build it? That's not something that I would want to look at.
Would it be possible to get the developer to work with us?
I guess that's something that he can answer. Because we're only discussing the extension of time, I don't know if it's feasible for them to do another neighborhood meeting because it's been previously approved.
Well, this wouldn't be a neighborhood meeting per se because it would be allowing the public to take a look at what the CCNR is
required.
I think that's definitely something that the town can.
So everyone seems to be concerned about the design of the buildings, and I understand that, you know, that we're not necessarily going exactly by the agenda at the moment, but since everybody is here and does have these questions and there's not really another vehicle for them to gather again and ask these questions, I do think it's important to have everybody be heard. So if you can at least kind of acknowledge those concerns and let us know what the plan is in some way.
So beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right? So it'd be really hard to say the decision on the CCNR matters is going to run through the developer. They have an interest in selling the nicest neighborhood at the best price they can get. So they have no desire to create pink elephants out there or anything crazy on the property. But what you think is attractive, what they think attractive, what different people in the audience may all be different. It's not going to be a public discussion. The CCNRs is a document that will be developed. There's design guidelines, there's developmental guidelines that the county has, and there's the interest in, I mean, these are 20 acre gross or 20,000 square foot gross lots. There's a ton of money in dealing with the drainage and design. These are view lots across the whole city. Like, there's an interest in creating a very nice product here. This is not something that's going to be. They didn't come in and want to do what you were worried about, the cut grade. You know, for lots, they tried to use the natural. This is going to be something I think the neighborhood will be proud of. But we're not going to sit down and have the neighbors decide the CCNRs.
That's not my intent, is to have the neighbors make short termination. My intent is just to allow it to go.
Sure, yeah. Yes.
Originally in 2018, we really fought to keep these at half acre lots. I mean, everybody, hundreds and hundreds of people showed up at these meetings. We went through a lot of this stuff with everybody. I'm not trying to say you don't have the right to ask these questions. because there are questions you need to know. But originally they told us these homes were gonna sell like over by Owens and that, maybe 500,000, if they go up through the top of the mountain, they're gonna be over $1 million. They said anywhere from 500,000 to 2 million is gonna be the cost of some of these homes up there. They're gonna be really nice places. Like you said, it's gonna be a premier neighborhood. It's got the best view in Las Vegas from there. So I'm looking forward to it. I own a home right over by Owens. My property value, I think, is going to skyrocket when it's good in. That's my opinion. I just want to let you know. But those are the things. I was here in 2018 when they were doing all this, and we were pushing them on value of the homes. Most of the people didn't want to have HOAs up there because they wanted it to stay concrete. They didn't want it to stay, you know, walled in and fenced and everything. They wanted it to stay open so that people could, you know, have that concrete look yet. Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen that development where these homes are built into the you can't even see the houses at this place they're talking about. Yeah. I've been there. It's really, really something.
So did you talk.
Yeah. So just for your information, you know, I have a very good feeling about this. If they follow through with what they're planning on doing, I think you're gonna see some really nice houses up there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. I think the next question, have the studies been completed? The traffic studies, drain, all those things, have they been completed?
No.
Okay.
And one of them, the drainage study, as one of the conditions of the development, you'll have to come back to the public hearing for the drainage. So okay. Everybody will have this development back in front of them at that time.
Okay, great. And I think... traffic is completed.
They cannot report a final map until their studies are finished and bonds are posted. So great. They have to complete it in order to complete the final map and report it.
And the studies aren't public.
All of the permits, studies, everything is public record. You can actually call Public Works or stop by our building because we've been open to the public for some months now. You literally can give them the parcel number and an engineer or a technician will come up and tell you every single drainage study, traffic study, everything that's on there. If it's active and current, even if it's expired or if it's not, then they'll tell you. Because it's part of our GIS system, and you can come up to the counter and you can talk to whoever approved it or is still in process, but it is public record.
So that's with the county.
Yeah, you just come to the county building downtown on 500 South Grand Central Parkway. Public Works and Current Planning is on the first floor. And we have a front counter for the public, all the customers. And we have computers up there too. So if you give them the parcel number, we can run a report and we'll give you, they'll even tell you the map number that is in the system. They'll tell you offsite improvements, drainage, traffic, soils, all the current planning stuff that we did from 2002, all of it is on there.
What was the other speed?
500 South Grand Central Parkway. It's on Charleston and Bonneville, across the street from the outlet mall.
Great, thank you so much for that information, Jilly. And I believe that answered your question as well about the bond and the improvements. Thank you so much. Sir, you had a question?
Okay, I'm picking the answer to most of them.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
Could I have your name and address for the record? Thank you so much.
Charles Bell. My address is 7064 New Moveway.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Lot size about half acre?
So that's the 20,000 is the half acre?
Is the gross size.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they all going to be half acre?
It's a...
They're going to be at least
on average.
So there's 180 homes on 192 acres, so they're going to average more than an acre gross before you start taking out streets and all the rest of that. But the smallest lot is the 20,000 gross.
All right. Sorry, I believe you were next.
I just went on ParkCounty.gov, ParkCountyNevada.gov, and you can watch the whole 2018 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help a whole lot.
Yeah, the audio and the video, I believe.
Yeah, the video, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. Thank you so much, sir. And then, ma'am?
Yes, is there a geological study in the area? Because it's my understanding that the area specifically more to the south, there was some fault that they are, seismically speaking, they are dangerous. I remember the big house in the very back, huge house, who somebody built it, and it ended up with a crack in the middle of the foundation because seismic movement, okay? That house was abandoned, and it was, as you probably know it, for many, many years in the very back, a blue house, you know, with huge windows. Is there any study, geologically speaking, that can show the stability of the zone? Because the mountain is very unstable.
Mm-hmm. Jilly, is that
yes, so their engineers, they have to process the soil studies, and even on the final map, they have to declare on there no faults, here's a statement, no faults, fissures, and something on the map that says whether it has it or not. But they can't start breaking or breaking ground until they do all of the geo and technical studies. And all of that has to be done before they even sell one lot.
Because soil study is one study, and geological study is a different study, completely
yeah.
different. A geological one is more extensive and intense, and it considers the whole area as one. Not only the soil where they are going to put the houses on it, you know, the entire the area. That study, the geological study?
I know that they do the soils for sure. I'm not an engineer, but you definitely can reach out to Public Works to see the entire list of all the studies that they are doing now and are have to do. Like, what else do they have to do?
So basically, these houses are going to be built in the very, very bottom, you know, where the mountain just got. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking, there should be some impact, geological impact on this. You know, not only...
Sir?
It's a very strong, very... Mm-hmm. That mountain is rocky, very rocky, but that one, that configuration also...
Sir.
I have concerns about it.
Sure. I definitely want your questions to get answered. I think that maybe if we can, maybe if Jilly or Beatrice can, you can exchange contact information and we can make sure you're directed to the to either, you know, Public Works, who can tell you what the process is going to be, or any recorded documents that are currently public record, because as we discussed, those are all public record. We can absolutely take anyone's information, email it out. It is all public record, and we want you guys to be able to find that information. Ma'am, did you have a question?
Well, I was just wondering, when all this building is going on, considering that from the state and the land of it, is it going to affect our homes when they're doing all this building and grading? Is there any going to be any repercussions? Are you taking part of the map now to create the lots? You know, are you going to blast? I was wondering what kind of is going on.
So will there be any extra outside of, you know, normal construction interference with the neighborhood?
Hi, I'm just Keith Andrews. I'm the owner's rep. These are all valid questions. A lot of them were addressed in the other meetings on the connections we made directly with the community. You know, what we're here for is really the extension of time. I'll be glad to stay after the meeting and answer all of your questions. Like your question on geotech and seismic. One of the things that's going on right now and why we need the additional time is because right now we have our geotechnical engineers working on the edges of the slopes and our engineers going up taking sections to see what the flow volume is. But those need to be reinforced when they left natural, some are very flat. Some are hard drop. So those are the sorts of things we're doing right now. As John indicated, we've spent $1 million in pre-development costs since we've been entitled. So if we need that extra time, I'm very happy to stay out here and answer your questions regarding, for instance, the open space. Your place is going to be. Your questions about will there be impacts and blasting? We hope not. But there's a provision and specific conditions related to that. We don't think so. And I can talk through that process with you. It's not, you know, the Great Western blow it up and it goes everywhere. It's more a little tilt. And that's how blasting is done. in terms of the overall project, it's extremely complicated, and it varies. And there is an earthquake zone that goes through the property, and we have a setback, and I can show you that on the map. These are very valid questions, and many of which were answered in a lot of the earlier community meetings, and I'm happy to stay after and answer those for you. And I'll give you my phone number. You can call me anytime you want. We've done a lot of work on the project. We're very proud of it. We think it's going to be a great step up in the neighborhood. And as far as the pricing of the homes, if you can imagine the development costs for what this project is going to be, they can't sell for less than $500,000 because no bank would underwrite the cheapest homes at 500. As you said, 500 to 2 million, that's still a reasonable estimate. We don't think it's going to be north of that yet, but we'd like it to be north of that. But we'll see. When we were involved in purchasing the property, and I can tell you about the ownership, it is local, it is U.S. ownership, and I can explain that structure to you. How we're going to go forward, I don't think these are going to be custom lots. I think they're going to be developed by a developer in concert with a builder and taking those out, certainly in phases, because you can't do the whole project at once. It's too expensive to do it that way. It has to be logically phased, and we're working on that now, and I can talk to that. And as John said, we're talking every 2 weeks with the public works guys at County Flood regarding the basin coming in, and we're looking at those elements too. So I can answer all those questions with you afterward, but what we're really here for tonight is just the extension for another couple of years. I'll stay. We can keep it up on the wall, or we can just look at the individual ones, and I'll give you my phone number.
Great. Thank you so much, Steve. Seems like everyone has questions, so it's definitely important. So are there any more questions about the timeline aspect of the application? Okay, so seeing none, we're going to move on to questions and comments from the board.
I don't have anything, just motion to approve the 2 years.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Sir, I'm so sorry. We've moved past public comment, and so any questions we can either address afterwards. No, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. We definitely have to move forward at this point. So you can definitely talk to him afterwards, but we do have a motion. Sir, I'm so sorry. Sir, I'm so sorry. Sir, we've already moved past the point of public comment. I understand, sir. Sir, there's a point of sir.
They figured this out years ago. Maybe years ago there was different owners. Now we are different owners. And now we have a word on this.
Sir, this is not the place. We can talk about this just procedurally. We need to go through this. We'll let them talk, go through the processes, and everyone's more than happy to continue talking, but we just need to go through this right now. We'll answer your questions, but they need to keep going right now. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion. We have a motion to approve per staff recommendations. Okay, we have a motion. We have a question from the board.
Okay, this other land, a very large portion. This is.
It's hard for me to hear you, sir.
Yeah, it's a very large portion of the land is set not to be developed. Just to leave in a native state.
Right.
Is that ever going to be developed? Any plans to possibly develop this in the future after this original phase is done?
I don't see how that could happen.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear you say that. Because it's over 25% slope, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you want a further explanation, you stay up for the meeting,
I'll explain. No, that's for clarification I asked that.
Great. So, are there any other questions or comments from the board? Okay, so we have a motion on the table.
The motion was to approve their 2-year request.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the 2-year request
with
staff recommendations. So all those in favor to approve a 2-year request?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Motion passes. All right, thank you so much.
Do you want these or do you want me to take them?
Here, how about you take them, keep them for the year for afterwards? Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, the meeting's not over. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, we're moving on. We're moving on to another part of the meeting, everybody.
You can start talking in the back, or we can hold in a room for a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to general business. Is there any general business from anybody? Okay, great. So now we're moving on to comments by the general public. So these are any comments that anyone would like to make just in general?
I'm pretty supportive of that thing. Okay. As long as it looks good. looks like they're maintaining a lot of mountain. I was going to ask you,
And yeah, he'll say after to talk about any specifics of the development. Great. All right, so our next meeting date is April 15th, 2021, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your patience today.